Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I wasn't healthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, it's your chance to see a Superior Video Livestock Auction live in person at the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma, this Thursday, February 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 36,325 head, 12,700 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, and over 15,000 weaned calves. It'll start at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Check out the details at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, cash cattle trade remains at a standstill going into this morning, with both sides hovering on the sidelines, waiting for more direction in futures trade and wholesale beef values before jumping into the market offering bids or pricing cattle. The strong market rally over the past three trading sessions, combined with firm wholesale beef price support last week, will create optimism in feedlot managers as they aggressively price cattle, expecting nothing less than steady money by the end of the week. Over on the hogs, mixed trades expected to slowly develop early this morning, with the ability to hold prices above early month lows as increased momentum is likely to slowly but steadily move back into the hog complex, with improving signs that new coronavirus cases in China seem to be slowing and the daily death tolls have started to drop slightly early in the week. There's additional hope that more U.S. pork will continue to move into the country over the coming weeks. Over on the grains, wheat prices are lower at all three exchanges following the sharp rally yesterday. March Chicago wheat led strength, settling 24 cents higher on the day and blowing past the February 6th corrective high at 565.5. From a technical standpoint, one could make the argument the sell-off from the 592.5 level to 538.25 corrective low is now complete. Corn prices are weaker overnight, easing back from Tuesday's surge on spillover support from the wheat pits. Money flow tied to wheat's gains was clearly the largest influence in the corn market, as fresh fundamental news was lacking. Corn inspections were the only data point, hitting 31.3 million bushels, the largest of the marketing year, but still below the level needed to hit USDA's export forecast. The soy complex is mixed overnight with meal gains, while beans and oil are weaker. Despite the very bullish NOPA data Tuesday morning, the soy complex wasn't able to shake losses yesterday, despite surging grain markets. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, it's your chance to see a Superior Video Livestock Auction live in person at the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma, this Thursday, February 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 36,325 head, 12,700 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, and over 15,000 weaned calves. It'll start at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Check out the details at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, April live cattle was up 27 cents yesterday, 120.60. June up 20 at 112.20. March feeder cattle up 77 cents, 139.30. April up 40 cents, 141.77. April hogs up 120 at 65.50. May was up 55 cents, 73.55. Kansas City wheat, March was up 20 and a quarter, 485 and three quarters. May was up 20 and three quarters at 493. Chicago wheat, March up 24 at 566 and three quarters. May was up 23 and a half, 566. March corn up 5.25 cents, 383. May was up 5.5 cents yesterday, 387.5. March soybeans down 1.5, 892.25. May was down a penny at 902.25. March cotton was up 46 cents, 67.87. May was up 46 cents, 68.87. And March crude up 71 cents at 52.76. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.